Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got an outstanding rest of this hour for you because we got our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime Brain Trust member going back now more than a dozen years. He is the senior partner with Tatum LLC. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, once a month he polls several hundred business managers around the country to find out what's going on in the economy. And they give him their answers, and he compiles that into a handy-dandy report, the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back.
Sam. Sam.
Things go up,
you
Jim,
could've,
and things go down.
You could have worked. I can tell you must be on vacation. You could have worked a little harder on this report, Sam. We got too much red and too much yellow.
Too much, yeah. We got a green.
One measly
red,
little
yellow, and green.
One measly little green, Sam. You could have worked a little harder on this. What's the news? What's the overall? What happened in the last 30 days?
Well, we show a red arrow in overall conditions for the last 30 days because of a slowdown in the speed of the recovery in the last 30 days. So. It's slower than it was a month ago, but not too much slower. But the future of the overall conditions is kind of flat. This is a very interesting month, but a little bit sort of more of the same. It's interesting in the different signals that we're getting from different indicators, but overall, it's sort of flat, down a little bit last month and flat in the outlook.
Now, let's put that in perspective, Sam. Typically, in recoveries, which we're still in a recovery, summer months have been the most robust of the whole quarter, of the whole year.
No. In the last 3 years, we've had kind of a slump, a summer slump.
No, I'm talking about historically. Remember back in the last couple of ones we've had, we had one third quarter, Sam, that was like 7 or 8% growth in one quarter.
Well,
I'm talking about back. I'm not talking about in this recovery. I'm talking about other recoveries.
Oh, in other recoveries, so yes. This is a totally different kind of recovery from anything we've seen. This is very slow. It's arduous. It's up a little bit. Back, you know, we're up one back a half, and so. It's just agonizingly slow.
And you got any ideas why?
Well, because several things. First, our slump was really deep. It was deep, and it had been building for such a long time.
Yep.
It just takes a while to get back up. I think that's probably the worst thing. Here's another thing. We're making huge gains overall in this period of time, let's say in the last several years, compared to virtually any other recovery in terms of productivity improvement,
yep.
which means that it's really been slow on employment growth.
Yeah, meaning technology is taking a lot of jobs.
Well, it is.
That's
it offers
line
jobs,
of,
but it offers jobs to people who are not prepared to take them.
That's the truth because we have records that show we have our own polling shows that we've got like 25% of our audience wants to hire and they can't find people to work that are qualified.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
So that's part of the. I mean, there may be a million jobs. One report I saw. So there may be a million jobs going wanting in America for lack of a qualified applicant.
Well, and this is sort of a commentary. We're really kind of spoiled a little bit slow to change compared to, it seems like to me, compared to prior generations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just, it's hard for us to sell a house to go where we want to go, and we're reluctant to go anyway.
The next 60 days are not looking any better, really, are they?
No, they're kind of the same, but it's sort of a relief, Jim. It's a relief in this sense. In the last 3 years, we've had a slump in the summer, and it is a relief that we're not seeing the same pattern this year for the summer.
So you're saying at least the sideways arrows that you have here for the summer, in the past might have been down arrows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a relief.
I'm
it's
sure
like
I can
putting
go
down
back
a stone
and,
after walking with it for a
I've
mile.
I've got my records here from the past. I'll have to go back and take a look and see,
yeah,
see what happened.
That.
Hey, Sam, hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with Sam Norwood. We're going to get into the numbers on this this new survey, this new Tatum survey, after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.